It is January the 26th, 2012. I am Steve Gerwick, the webmaster of www.gerwick.net, your source for all your pro wrestling and MMA news. And today I have a very special guest with me, former WWE diva, Playboy model, and maybe most recently you saw her in Ring of Honor Wrestling. Today I give you Maria Kanellis. How are you doing today, Maria?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
We're doing very good, and I was just talk to you offline a little bit that since you left WWE, you kind of moved away a little bit from wrestling, but I don't know, the last, 6 months or so, you kind of dove right back into it. It's just one of those things you just can't get away from.
I don't think anybody can get away from wrestling once they're in it. It's the most addictive thing in the world. You miss the crowd, you miss the fans, you miss the guys and girls backstage. I mean, you miss every piece of it. I mean, there's things, of course, that you don't miss, like waking up the next morning and not walking so good. But other than that, you should.
That happened a time or two in your career?
Oh, yeah, of course.
How are you doing physically after all those years of taking those bumps?
You know what? I am very lucky. But I have a dance background and I'm pretty flexible. So I think that helps out a lot.
Tell us about the fundraiser coming up on March 17th, the fundraiser benefiting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. You're going to be appearing there. We've got a lot of former WWE TNA stars coming in. We've announced Chavo Guerrero Jr. against Fit Finlay, which is going to be an outstanding match. Of course, you're going to be there. Brian Christopher has been announced. Eugene, Jerry Lynn. What can you tell us about the show, and how can fans learn more about this event?
Well, I mean, the show is absolutely tremendous. The last show that we did, we had 1,300 fans there. And these are fans ranging in ages from, you know, the 5-year-olds all the way on up, you know, to whenever. But the crowd there is amazing. The building has so much history. It's always a great show. Everybody goes away happy. But, you know, the thing that got me involved with it the most was because of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. $2 of every single ticket goes to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And, you know, last month we had 1,300 people there, which means that $2,600 went to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And that's a really impressive thing to be able to do. And what I have been doing on the show is bringing in the ladies. I've always been a huge supporter of strong women from the time when I was a little girl. And was a dancer. But, you know, I am bringing in the girls and I'm letting them showcase their abilities. You know, they get longer matches. They get more time to show what they've got. You know, it's not TV and it's not tape. So they go out there and they do the best that they can. And last month we had, just a few weeks ago, we had Jessica Havoc and Allison Kay there. And, like, they just put on a tremendous match. And I think Jessica's going to be back in March. And I'm just so excited to showcase that. Eventually we'll have a title and it'll be the Ladies World Championship. Because, you know, back in the old days in the 30s and the 40s, wrestling girls were called ladies. And I really just love that.
Not divas.
Not divas. And, you know, I've grown out of being a diva. I was a diva when I was 22, 23, 24, 25. But I think after Playboy and turning 30 next month, it's going to be like, I'm done with being a diva. Now I want to be a woman, and now I want to be a lady.
We also should mention you have David Young, part of Diamonds in the Rough, against the Hot Shots, formerly of TNA, Cassidy Riley, Chase Stevens. Eugene's going to be on the show. A guy you might know something about, the Prodigy, Mike Bennett's going to be there as well. So this is a very star-studded show.
Yeah, I might know a little something about that guy.
I was going to mention you can get tickets by calling 724-355-3172. And we're also going to mention this at gerwick.net when we post the interview as well. So be a lot of ways for fans to reach out to this event and to be a part of it. So I think it's going to be, I tell you what, for an independent card, you have a lot of talent. This should be a super show.
It's going to be an amazing show. And I think when the guys come out, they always ask to come back. You know, guys that were from WWE, I'm friends with Carlito, I'm friends with Chris Masters, and after the show, they wanted to come back and do the next show. Like, that's how great of a feeling we have at those shows.
And what do you know about this Prodigy character? I guess he's going to be there in wrestling. What is he going to be doing on the show?
I think he's the best wrestler in the world. may or may not be a little biased, but
just a little, right?
Just a little. No, I manage him in Ring of Honor, and of course, he's also my boyfriend. And I think that he has something that you can never teach, and he has that it factor. He has that star power. He can make you feel something, and by me dating him, I obviously feel something, but the fans also, they will definitely feel something when they watch him wrestle. And a lot of times it's hatred, but that just might be that they don't understand him.
And real quickly about the fundraiser one more time, how many events do you plan on having in 2012?
I believe we have 6 right now. There was one in January. There's going to be the one in March. One in May, there's one in June, August, and I think November. So, we're trying to do them every couple of months. If you do them too often, of course, everybody can't make it out. But you do them far enough out, a couple of months in between, then, you have a little bit more time for families to get together. It's so funny. I saw a couple of guys this past weekend, and they're like, we're bringing 10 friends. And that goes back to the old days of wrestling, where you meet in a night out. Like, you get all your friends together. Maybe you go and have a few drinks before the event. You all hang out. And then afterwards, you sit around, have some dinner, have some drinks, and talk about the event. And, like, that's how wrestling began. And I really think that that's what Crossfire brings to the table.
If someone wants to see the show, obviously can't make it. Obviously, Nashville, Tennessee, kind of in the middle of the United States. But is there an opportunity where... if they can't make it to the show, they can either make a donation, or is there a possibility the show will also be taped and put on DVD?
As of right now, we don't have that, but we are hoping for it in the future.
Great. And if they can't make it, can they make a donation to the show?
I'm sure that if you go to the website, you can.
Okay, well, we'll definitely plug that. We'll put the press release up as well. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Ron Simmons is going to be a part of the show as well, correct?
He is. He is. So fun. It's going to be a great show.
Let's talk a little about what's going on with you. Of course, you just popped up with Ring of Honor. It was part of the internet pay-per-view. What is your status with Ring of Honor? Are you back with them? Are you with them full-time, or is it just we'll just see you hit and miss as the year progresses?
Well, you'll actually see me in promos this Saturday, and then I will be accompanying Mike out to the ring next Saturday. We've already taped those shows. I'm also going to Baltimore to tape next month. So as of right now, I'm going next month. I will be there at the WrestleMania weekend shows. So I'm there for TVs now, and I'm very excited to be there.
So do you have a contract with them, or are they kind of paying you like per appearance type deal?
No, I can't tell you that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Hey, it's my job to ask these things, right?
I'm the first lady of Ring of Honor. That's about all I can say about that.
Let me ask you, because you were, part of WWE for a long time. Ring of Honor certainly is a different brand of wrestling, more athletic, sports, entertainment's more WWE's genre. What does Ring of Honor really need to do to maybe connect with some of the WWE fans?
I think they're already doing it. You have guys like Mike Bennett and Jay Lethal, and I believe El Generico will be back eventually. And guys like that do connect with that fan base. And so there's already that side of Ring of Honor. You can watch the matches that have Davey in the ring and everything, but you also have the other side of things, the side that I appreciate. They already are connecting with the fans. They're talking about a women's division right now, and so that's going to bring in more mainstream fans as well.
What kind of reaction have you gotten from the fans? Obviously, most of the wrestling fans know you from either Playboy or WWE or your other acting or singing projects. What kind of reception have you gotten so far from the Ring of Honor fans?
Okay, so I come out, all of a sudden crowd is like, yay, so happy. Within 5 seconds, I'm not even kidding. If you watch the video, you can count when the fans just start ripping me a new one. It's the first time I've ever been hit with something at the ring, and someone hit me with a nice full cup of ice water and whatever. But for some reason, my wonderful boyfriend, he just puts like such a bad spin on me. I don't know what happened.
You're always so popular and so loved. What happened there?
I don't know. They just love him so much.
No, I didn't see the show, but we were having live coverage. Somebody was texting me during the night, and they said, "Boy, are they really giving it to Maria tonight?" And I thought, "Wow, what was that reaction like?" I mean, you were so used to always being cheered, and
I love every part of it because you know it's fun, and for me, as long as there's something going on in that crowd. Yeah, whether it's cheering or booing or, I don't know, screaming things, I really don't care. Like, I'm still going to do my thing, and they're going to do their thing. As long as it's not silent, I'm happy.
That's right. You're getting the reaction. That's exactly what you want. How did it feel to get back into wrestling, to be, you know, in front of a camera again?
You know what? I didn't even think about it that way. The fans are different. The fans are very different than WWE fans. But I enjoy that. I really feel like from when I left WWE until I started getting back into wrestling, I was like sleeping or I was like in hibernation mode. And then I woke back up and was like, oh yeah, I really love this. And so guess what? I'm going to do it. No matter who says what to me, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. I love every part of it. It's like going to a concert. It's like going to a sporting event, but it's all of it mixed into one.
How did you meet Mike?
Met him at a show, and I kind of blame him a little bit for making me get back into it because he was the first person that I could actually talk to about, you know, how much I missed wrestling. And so he is the one that suggested that I start doing more stuff. But I met him at a wrestling event. I went to an event. I was supposed to just do a signing. I ended up walking one of the guys out to the ring. I was managing him. And the whole time I was there, I was like, I really like him. And so that was it.
Now, I assume, like, when you do appearances and you autograph signings and you meet the fans, I would assume that probably the most asked question you get is, you know, when are you returning to WWE?
I get it a lot. I get that question a lot. And I was just backstage at a WWE event, and I'd be lying if I said that I didn't miss the crowds and the fans and all that part of it and the big spectacle that is WWE. But at the same time, I love what I'm doing right now. I have the freedom to do whatever I want. I mean, one day I'll be recording music. The next day I'll be on set in the middle of nowhere filming a trailer for a movie. The next day I might be sword fighting, and then I'll go do a wrestling show. And no one has any control over me. And my father can attest to this, that I do not like to be controlled. And so I think that for me, this is the best position I've ever been in because I have freedom to do whatever I want. And I have big things in the works right now that I wish I could talk about. But I feel like this is the greatest time of my life.
What can you tell us right now in terms of what you're doing? I know there's specifics you can't get into, but singing, well, acting, modeling,
singing,
outside
acting,
of wrestling?
Modeling. There's 6-7 scripts that I'm looking at right now. Some of them I've already shot trailers for. Some of them I've shot, you know, teaser reels or pilots for. Other than that, I'm sword fighting, and that's FantasyWomenBattles.com. You can go and look at that. We're hoping to get up and running in the next couple months, but you know how production goes. You never know when that's going to happen. So there's that. I'm also, you know, I'm doing this stuff with Ring of Honor. I'm the First Lady of Ring of Honor. I'm the creative director of Crossfire Wrestling right now. Planning on doing more photo shoots. First match back is February 25th in Long Island for Family Wrestling Entertainment. You can follow me on Twitter, and it's probably a lot easier that way to find out what I'm up to. It's Maria L. Canellis, or my Facebook, which is Official Maria Canellis. And then you can also watch the PSAs, which are the Mike Bennett videos, PSAs, and that's on Prodigy Superstar, and that's on YouTube. So did you get all that? Did you get it? Because I have no idea how I remember it all.
That's very good. It's almost like you've done an interview once or twice before. So
once, twice, a million, you know.
What do you miss most about the WWE universe?
What do I miss most? The giant crowds. I miss the giant crowds. I don't miss being on the road every weekend. I don't miss the politics. I don't miss the girls that like to backstab, because you do get your comeuppance in the end, and I'm so glad that I'm not a part of that. The only thing I miss is the giant crowds and the boys backstage and the girls that I liked.
How bad are the politics in WWE?
Not as bad as they used to be, but they're still there. But I'm more mean locker room politics between
right.
girls and yeah.
Do you ever see a scenario where you would go back to WWE?
Of course. I would go back. I would go back in a heartbeat, but I mean, it would have to be under the right circumstances. I feel like, and this may or may not come off the wrong way, but I feel like right now they need me more than I need them. And so for me, I would have to go back under the right circumstances. I look at the division right now. There wasn't a female match on Monday. They might be having great matches on the house shows, but unfortunately the girls aren't being showcased at all. There's one storyline that Eve is in. And then of course I don't watch SmackDown because I'm usually out on the road, but you know, I just don't see what's going on with the female division right now. I don't like what they're doing to some of my friends.
So I take it you're still a fan of WWE and you watch the show on a regular basis.
I do. I actually host a podcast. It's a internet podcast. It's at AfterBuzzTV.com. Every Monday night after Raw, you can tune in on AfterBuzzTV.com and watch me and Mike Bennett and Christopher Joseph and Christopher Joseph, which is Lillian Garcia's husband. And then you can also watch Mr. To the P, which is our super fan, and Jensen Karp, which he is a former writer for WWE, all break down WWE every single week.
Wow. Awesome. And I believe this was a show that Lillian was on at one time, correct?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
she was on
yeah.
the show with us.
As you watch the WWE product right now and you see the Divas, you're talking about the storylines they have going and you still have some friends there, how could you see yourself like returning? Is there a storyline, or is there a woman you like to work with as you kind of look at the product right now?
I always love working with Beth. She's the best that they have. I mean, Beth and Natty are just tremendous. And those girls, they should be running the Divas division right now. They should have the title. They should never let anybody have it. And I think that because I run my own division now, it's kind of like I look at what they're doing, and if I had talent like Beth and Natalya, I'd be like, oh my God, I would have them ruling the roost. And that's what I would see them doing.
What was your favorite storyline or match you had in WWE?
My first ever match was against Lita, and that was pretty cool. But my WrestleMania match was amazing because it was in front of 96,000 people. And I got to work with Beth in that match, and the lights went out. And my favorite thing about that match was the fact that lights went out. I screamed to Beth, "Are you okay?" She screamed back, "Keep going." It was this insane moment. Like, you wouldn't believe the feeling that you get when you're in front of that many people and then something like the lights go out and going out happens.
I want to ask you, too, obviously when you were there, they did a little bit more of the TNA aspect of the women, obviously did lingerie-type matches, bra and panties, and of course now they've gone to more PG, more kids-oriented. Do you think that progression or that direction has hurt the WWE product overall?
Well, I make a comparison with what the guys are doing and what the girls are doing. And it's like, the guys, I don't feel, took out as much brutality as, you know, the girls have had to take out sexuality. You know, it's like, so if you can make that comparison right there, then it's like, well, I wish that it would be across the board. You know, I wish that the girls could have a little bit more of that back. And it's like, you take away so much, it's just not, it's almost too much, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Did they ever ask you to do something that you really weren't comfortable doing? Those bra and panties, or those lingerie matches, or anything like that?
I always kind of had a motto that no matter what I was given, I was going to make it good. And so, you know, some stuff I would read it on paper and be like, really? But I just went ahead with it, and I worked my tail off to make it good.
Talk about the Diva Search experience. What was that like? And do you ever see that possibly returning to WWE?
I wish it would return. Because no matter how much the internet likes to call us Diva Search rejects, I mean, we worked our tails off. The ones that stayed worked our butts off to make that division the best that it can. I was watching a match the other day of me and Michelle because I had to send off some footage, and I was just like, really? This is what was so bad? I mean, we had a little bit of time, and we didn't think we had any time at the time, and everybody was telling me how bad the match was, but I watch it back now, and I'm like, we were not that bad. Like, sure, I can nitpick it like crazy, but you know, everybody wants to call us Diva Search rejects, but I really wish that they would bring it back.
Either current or previous Divas, who do you miss working with the most? Who were some of the best friends you had back in WWE days?
Oh, gosh, that's so hard. I don't know. I loved working with Lita and Trish because I could learn from them so much. I get to work with Victoria on my birthday, which I'm so looking forward to. Michelle gave me a chance at the end there when everybody else was just kind of real rough with me. I was going through a really bad time, and she was just like, no, we'll do it. We'll try it. We'll learn. We'll get better. Why not? Layla, I loved her. Melina, a few years ago, like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I thought she was one of the best in the ring there was. And then Beth is, she is just so, her mind for wrestling is incredible.
What are you doing with Tara on your birthday? I'm just curious.
We're actually doing a title tournament. So at the end of the night, a title is going to be awarded.
Oh, interesting. Okay. What was your thoughts on Karma coming into WWE?
I think she's tremendous. And a funny fact about that is my boyfriend, Mike Bennett, actually worked her. I think she's amazing. I hope that, you know, after she has the baby, she comes back and has a tremendous run because she's going to bring so much to that division.
Well, you know, you've mentioned you went back to WWE to visit friends, and obviously there's Universe still loves you, despite the reaction you got from Ring of Honor. Have you ever put, like, feelers out to them, or they ever put feelers out to you, or is that something you're just not interested in doing right now?
WWE?
Yeah, WWE.
Well, like I said, if the right opportunity came around, I would do it. Have I talked to him? Of course I have. But I don't think that right now is the right time. I love what I'm doing right now, and I cannot say that enough. I love working for Ring of Honor. I love working with Crossfire and the girls, and I love all my outside projects. So I can't put my full heart into going back to WWE when right now my heart is with the ladies, and I'm really trying to help these girls with their careers. So, you know, when I have that opportunity, it's almost selfish to think, oh, well, I'll just go out for myself and work for WWE and probably not be happy either. But, you know, I love what I'm doing right now.
Well, who are some of the women that you have come in contact with on indie circuit, and who are some of the girls we should look out for out there?
Well, I mean, right now I'm trying to, I'd love to bring back Serena. I think that she's one of the best there is out there. I'm looking at working with Rebby Sky and Jessica Havoc, which I think that she is just absolutely tremendous in the ring. Allison Kay was really great. Taylor Hendricks, she's the Ohio Valley Wrestling Champion right now. We've started talking to her about bringing her into Crossfire. I love her look. I love her style. I really think that she could make an impact. You know, and then there's some former girls as well that I've been talking to. I have a match coming up with Jillian. I believe it's in April. And then, you know, there's girls like Tiffany, Taryn Terrell that I think she would be a great addition. And so it's a little bit all around the board. And then there's some new girls out there that I see their hunger. And so it's going to be a combination of all of those factors.
Yeah, I'd like to see Serena back too. And I've also seen, yeah, that would be tremendous. And Taylor Hendricks from OVW, that's, I think she's got a very bright future. She's mm-hmm. the OVW Women's Champion too. So there's a lot of women that you know the fans haven't got a chance to see that if you go out there and you check out OVW, check out the independent shows, you get a chance to see maybe a future WWE Diva or a TNA Knockout at some point. So,
or a future lady.
A lady. There you go. Let me ask you about TNA. Do you watch TNA? And if you do, what do you think of their product?
I don't watch TNA. I just don't. Sorry. I can't tell you anything about that. I feel bad saying it. Every time I say it, I'm like, well, there's some girls over there I really like, but I don't watch it.
Obviously, yeah, Tara's there, of course, and Gail Kim.
Tara's there. Gail Kim's there, one of the best in the ring. You've got
Mickey James,
Brooke over there,
Winter.
Which is a sweetheart, and Winter, yeah. And Mickey, who I was on the road with for so long. Winter, who I did a sword fighting project with, and I absolutely adore her. But I don't watch it. I feel bad.
Is there any reason? Did the product just appeal to you, or you just don't have the time to watch it? Or
I'm still WWE at heart when you make that comparison of the two. So, I get my wrestling in on Monday night.
Has TNA ever, put a feeler into you about coming in to working with them at some point?
I talked to him. I did. I talked to him, but it just wasn't right.
Okay. Are you into Japanese wrestling at all?
I just started looking at it. There was a time, maybe about, 6 years ago or so, that I watched it and that kind of stuff, but it has been a long time. But I'm interested in me and Mike going over to Japan and working, so I'm starting to watch it and kind of see what's out there again.
Okay, that question was for Zach on our Twitter page. And Mike Smith wants to know, what's your thoughts on Kelly Kelly and her improvement in the ring?
Kelly Kelly. Okay, she works her tail off. I'm sure that she's taking tons of bumps on the weekend. And any girl that wants to get in that ring and work her butt off, good on her.
I want to ask you about, you mentioned Taylor Hendricks from OVW. You, of course, were at OVW. What was your training there like, and who were the people that helped you the most before you got to the World Wrestling Entertainment?
Mickey James. She used to have a girls' training session every single week. I would go to her training session. Al Snow was there, Lance Kay. I'm trying to think who else was there at the time. Paul Heyman, oh my God, she taught me so much when I was there. Jillian was there, I worked with her. There were so many people that I worked with and learned a lot from. But I do have to say, I didn't take as much from it as I should have. I didn't know what I was doing. I was so young, and I was just I had no idea. So if I could do it all over again, I would have spent a whole lot more time in that ring. But I was scared. I wasn't scared of the bumps or anything like that. I was just scared of being embarrassed.
How did you? How did the Diva Search competition come along for you?
I entered online. I was watching Monday Night Raw with some friends, and all of a sudden, the Diva Search advertisement came up. I entered online. I thought nothing would ever come of it. I was a bikini model at the time. And all of a sudden, the next week, there was my photo on Monday Night Raw, and we were recording it. And so, we probably stopped and rewound and went through it about 20 times, making sure that was my photo. And there it was. And then I was in the Diva Search. It was crazy.
Did you ever imagine?
There was only two of us. There was only two of us that self-entered. It was me and Michelle McCool. That's it.
To your high school days and your college days, did you ever imagine this is where you'd be at going on your 30s? This is where you've had a great career in WWE, and that you're singing, you're acting, you're involved in so many projects. Is this kind of what the career you imagined for yourself, back in that time?
When I was first starting out, and I started at 14 modeling, 13, something like that, and I would do photo shoots, and then I would be driving to Chicago, and they would tell me that I was too short and too fat to ever be a model. Awesome. So I just kept pushing. I kept pushing forward, and I knew I was going to end up somewhere. I just didn't know where. And I was always a wrestling fan, so when the Diva Search came about, I was like, I'm going to audition and see what happens. Did I know I would do something? Yes. I always knew, but I didn't know what.
Do you have any regrets at this point in your career?
I don't believe in regrets. I just don't. I think that regrets are something that you carry that takes space away from something else great in your life that you could be accepting in.
I have to, of course, ask you about CM Punk. Of course, it was an interesting year for him. Of course, he was probably the hottest storyline of this year was him leaving and then, you know, coming back. What was your thoughts on CM Punk's year and the storyline that I think they had such potential with that storyline, they just kind of seemed to drop the ball with it?
You know, with Punk, the best thing you can do is let him go. Just let him go. Say what he's going to say. I saw it at OVW. I saw it when I would go to shows with him at Ring of Honor. He is one of those people that if you give him too many things that aren't his own, it doesn't sound right. He's tremendous. He's one of the best there is and ever will be. But, you know, could they do more stuff with the storyline? You can always do more. But we'll see what happens. It's not done yet. He's not out of there. So who knows what will happen.
You kind of get the same thing like a lot of fans think they kind of hold him back in WWE.
Well, I think this is my personal opinion is that they let him go strictly so he could stay and he would stay on the company. Then they reeled him back in because they knew he was staying.
Do you think they botched that storyline? Because, I mean, I think they could have done that for a long time, you know, come kind of being that outlaw renegade. And I don't know, just like that storyline they did with Triple H, and then within a short time, him and Triple H are friends. And obviously they're trying to build up this this chemistry with Laurinaitis as kind of recreating Stone Cold and Mr. McMahon dynamics. And I just don't think it quite works at that level.
Yeah, well, John Laurinaitis is no Mr. McMahon.
For sure.
I think that's one thing. You know,
safe assumption there.
You know, now, do I think that he could do something with Cena? Yes. If it was the company man versus anti-authority, yeah, I think you could do something there. But I'm not a writer.
What would you like to see them do for WrestleMania? Of course, WrestleMania is right around the corner. Is there anything that you would like to see this year at WrestleMania?
Oh, my gosh. There's such a stacked card already. It's insane. You know, I would love to see Dolph with Jericho, but I don't think that'll happen because I think Jericho's going to turn bad. So who knows what's going to end up happening there. I would like to see Punk with Mick Foley. But again, that can't happen. You know, there's a lot of things. I cannot wait to see who Undertaker comes back and faces. Like, very excited to see what they're going to do with that. You know,
Triple H.
You think Triple H?
That's the plan. Unless they change it, that's the plan.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would love to see it given to one of the younger guys.
As would I, but, you know, they did those promos where Triple H is talking about, you know, the only top stars really are Triple H and Undertaker, and everybody else is kind of below them. And obviously when he came back, he's talking about, you know, you didn't walk out of WrestleMania. You know, you had to be carried out of WrestleMania. So, I mean, everything is pointing to them doing Undertaker, Triple H, which I'd agree with you. I'd like to see them put somebody else in that spot. Maybe Wade Barrett was a name we talked about last year, and they never went in that direction. I mean, they do have a lot of those.
I don't think Wade could do it. I think he's tremendous, but I don't think he's the man for the job. I mean, if I were going to put someone in that position, I'd put Dolph in that position just because I think he sells just as good as a Shawn Michaels. He's got that same fire, that same there's something about him that I want to see them go forward with.
What would you do with the women's division right now leading into WrestleMania?
What would I do? Something, yeah. Anything, just something. Even if it's wrong, just throw it out there. I don't care. You put one in a chicken suit and the other one in a banana suit. Do something with the girls because you have to. Like, it's just depressing. I think about the days of like Lita and Gail and Trish and Tori and Stacey and like those girls. They got to do something, at least something.
Who would you like to see her face at Beth Phoenix face at WrestleMania?
Face? Oh God! I mean, I guess it would have to be Kelly. I would love to see a match with Eve. Eve is She's improving more and more in the ring. She has the gymnastic background to do it. So one of those, you know what though, AJ would be amazing. That's who I would do.
You know, too, I think they also are setting up the dynamics eventually where Natalya will turn or she'll turn on Natalya. And then obviously you'll have Beth Phoenix versus Natalya at some point as well.
Oh, and I would love to see that too. But I don't think that they've used the, Divas of Doom enough yet.
What do you have left to do in WWE? I mean, you're, at this point in your career, you're doing Ring of Honor. Is there anything, like, what is your ultimate goal from here? I mean, you've accomplished so much. We've seen you in Raw. We've seen you on SmackDown. We've seen you at WrestleMania.
That's what I want. I want to make a difference in women's wrestling. That's what it comes down to. Do I want to win the title? Sure. Do I want to win a championship? Of course. Do I want to, have a great match at WrestleMania against Beth Phoenix? Of course. A match that people can remember. But beyond all of that, I just want to make a difference. I mean, I want to change what people think about when they think of women's wrestling. I don't want it to be the two-minute matches, the foo-foo stuff. I want it to be like it was when I loved it.
Well, it's interesting because obviously when you were there, it was a little bit more, as I was saying, the TNA aspect. And now they do more mat wrestling. But again, it's only 2-3-minute matches. So really the only chance you get a chance to see women actually wrestle is independently. You go to a Shimmer show or something like that, where or an OVW show where you could actually see them wrestle. So, which would be interesting, as you were saying, Ring of Honor, if Ring of Honor has a women's division, there's your chance to see some women actually wrestle in the ring.
Yep, definitely.
What do you see this year for Ring of Honor? Obviously, they have they're on Sinclair, and they got some pay-per-views coming up. What type of year do you see for Ring of Honor?
I see growth. I see a lot of change. I see growth. I see the Prodigy taking the title. I see just a lot of change. I mean, because with a TV deal, you end up changing things. You have more cooks in the kitchen. You have more people, but you have to please. You have sponsorships. You have, you have the wives at home that, you know, they want fancy cars. And so things are going to change. And you don't know where they're going to change, but you're definitely going to see a lot of growth and a lot of change. There's going to be a women's division. There's going to be, a lot of changes to who is considered a top guy and who's not.
This is an interesting question. Obviously, you worked with Paul Heyman at OVW. Mm-hmm. Was Jim Cornette there at the same time?
No, Jim was there.
Okay.
Yes, he was.
Okay.
I have seen him in two different ways now. It's crazy.
How has Jim changed over the years, if anything?
He's a lot calmer.
Really?
But by a lot calmer, I mean that when he's screaming cuss words that I've never heard of before, he goes outside. He still does it. He's still just as fiery as he's always been. And you know what? With the man that's done as much in this business as he has, you know what? He can cuss all he wants.
Well, between Heyman and Cornette, I'm sure you hear all kinds of interesting expressions.
Oh, my goodness. It's been an interesting ride. It really has.
How did those two get together? When you were there, they were together at the same time. How did they get along at all?
You know what? I just stayed out of it. I stayed far, far away from all of that.
I think that was probably a smart move on your part. So. We want to mention also, a recap here. You're going to be March 17th in the Nashville Fairground Sports Arena, 7:30 bell time. Doors open at 6:30. We're going to put this press release up, and the fundraiser is a benefit, the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I think it's great that the wrestlers are part of this, and people can come and see a great show, and that a charity can benefit from all the great matches and great wrestlers you have coming in for this event.
Mm-hmm. They can, definitely. I mean, it's a tremendous charity. It's going to be a great event. It always is. And I'm very excited for the next show.
And you're going to be involved with all the shows this year in 2012?
I am as of right now.
Awesome. Well, we wish you the best of luck. Obviously, this is to benefit charity. And you said, what, $2 of every ticket goes towards that charity. So that's awesome. So if you're in Nashville or can make it to the area on March 17th, we definitely would recommend you going. And for Maria, you can check her out, as you mentioned, on Twitter.
Maria L. Canellis, and my Facebook is Official Maria Canellis, and my brand new my brand new website, which should be up by the end of the week, is Miss Maria Canellis.
Oh, awesome. So when is that going to be up?
Hopefully by the end of the week. I've had a lot of struggles with websites only because I suck at them. I have no idea what I'm doing. So hopefully by the end of the week, MissMariaCanellis.com.
Well, we look forward to that, and we'll definitely check you out on Facebook and Twitter, and you can check her out at that website, and we'll check you out at Ring of Honor and at this event, and hopefully we'll see you somewhere down the line as well.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thanks, Maria.
All right. Bye-bye.